Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
8:51. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem on 101.9 Hi FM. We've been following the story of Starlink, which somehow seems to be about so much more than just connectivity. Well, Jan Vermeulen is the editor at My Broadband. He joins us this morning. Jan, how are you?
I'm very well, Howard. It's been ages. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, way too long. It's a bit confusing for me, the Starlink story, because in many ways, of course, it is about Starlink, but it's also about so much more.
Yes, it's become a lightning rod, really, for everything else. So people who hate Donald Trump and Elon Musk because of his association with Donald Trump and other things, now are using Starlink as a way to kind of signal that allegiance. It's become about a larger debate around BEE in South Africa and its failure and the fact that it's enriched a few fat cats and doesn't do what it says on the tin, that it's not about either of what those three letters stand for, actually, and that it's probably better described as cadre economic empowerment. You're 100% right there. It's really become about a lot more than just Starlink. And that's unfortunate because it means that the people who can benefit from this technology lose out while a bunch of other people fight about other stuff.
And of course, the part of the problem with this is that some of the legacy internet providers obviously are very unhappy about it, which I found quite bizarre because they had to obviously put in infrastructure, which I get and I'm sympathetic towards it. But is that reason enough not to allow the development of the next stage of technology because you feel hard done by? You know, if you owned horses in the horse and cart trade and, horses are needed less, it doesn't mean that you should stop cars from driving on the street.
Yeah. And except in this case, there's actually plenty of room for both technologies to exist, terrestrial cellular and Starlink, and definitely fiber. Starlink can never replace fiber. It's really a gap filler. Now, that doesn't mean that Starlink couldn't threaten the likes of Vodacom and MTN down the line. Mm-hmm. And I expect that's what this is really about. So when they're kicking and screaming about it, it's about, having to comply with regulations in South Africa and the cost of that, and wanting to make sure that if somebody else enters the market, that they don't essentially operate with an advantage because they don't have that cost of compliance. And so really it's a tacit admission from the mobile network operators, many of whom have state ownership, by the way, through the PIC, which is almost like an activist investor, mm-hmm. in these top 40 companies. It's about protectionism. They will protect, defend their slice of the pie as much as possible. But also, it's a tacit admission that BEE does weaken a company and it does weaken the country. It does put them at a disadvantage relative to those who don't have to comply with that stuff. Right. And so it's time to stop lying about this, honestly. People say things in public about this to try and placate the political powers that be. But the business reality on the ground and the fact that Vodacom, MTN, Cell C, Telkom, through their industry association and individually, are kicking against this as hard as they are, speaks volumes about the damage, the economic damage that these failed policies is doing to South Africa and to ordinary South Africans.
Well, what was quite funny was I was talking about it a little bit earlier. Corneille Mulders from the Freedom Front challenged Ramaphosa in Parliament, and he was shocked. He said, in fact, I'm going to read you his quote because it actually blew me away, so much so that I tweeted it. He says, Ramaphosa, I'm rather surprised and taken aback when I hear that policies of BEE militate against the growth of our economy. That I found quite surprising. I work from the starting point that our economy was held back over many years by the racist policies of the past. So he is quite shocked, quite horrified that that he had never heard of such a thing.
Ramaphosa now.
Sort
of like our minister who was shocked to hear that Starlink is operating illegally through a company called Icasa Sapush. Yeah, like everybody didn't know this was happening. From a young man, you know, they say that if you're a young man and you're not a socialist, you have no heart, and if you're an old man and you're not a capitalist, then you have no brain. and that's been my experience. I had a lot of time in the early days for BE policies and affirmative action, and going, yeah, let's see if we can right the ship. Let's see if we can give people opportunity. And it's failed. It's failed so dismally that I've actually swung completely the other way and going, the only way to ensure economic empowerment in South Africa is to get rid of these frictions to business, to get rid of these frictions to our economy, open it up, and that way everybody will prosper. Because right now, nobody is prospering except a bunch of fat cats. And it's those fat cats, by the way, who are defending these policies in the halls of parliament. It's the people who are profiting the most from these policies who are actually profiting. Let me phrase it differently. It's the people who are actually profiting from these policies that are defending them, while everybody else, and I mean like 95% of the population suffer, and the other 5% enrich themselves. And so, I think realistically, because it's such so politically it's political suicide to even suggest that we get rid of BEE, because it's got such a great headline, right? It claims to solve a problem but fails in it completely, and people are still blinded by the name. They think that it does what the name says, and until people people wake up to the fact that it doesn't do that, it's going to be political suicide to even suggest to get rid of BEE. So operating in the reality that we cannot get rid of BEE, what do we do then? How do we make the market operate just a little bit better? How do we make things a little bit fairer? How do we allow companies like Starlink, and not just Starlink, other multinationals as well, to come into the country and actually invest money where it will make a difference? And so we're seeing with IBM and Microsoft, for example, they do equity equivalent programs in South Africa. And while it's still not a perfect solution, it's something where it's directly investing in a community or in businesses or, you know, in that sort of thing. And so to my mind, that works better at uplifting folks and providing opportunities than BEE as it's been, and ownership, specifically ownership equity stakes.
If you or a loved one are blind, have low vision, or have a print disability that makes reading standard print difficult, JBI Library is here to connect you to Jewish life, learning, and culture. We offer thousands of Jewish interest large print, audio, and braille materials, all free of charge. Learn more at jbilibrary.org or call 1-800-433-1531.